Hey, this is TA calling in from our Camp 19, day 22 of our Greenland expedition. We are happily situated on the Holt Glacier, 23.38 kilometers from Gamborgenfeld. I had a question from Bishop Abraham. They wondered about how many more camps before the mountain, and if everything goes well, tomorrow we'll make 11 or 12 K towards that, and then the following day, so that would be Thursday, hopefully we would arrive at our Gamborgenfeld base camp, and if the weather allows it, maybe a rest day or maybe not, we'll make an advanced base camp, and then we'll go for the summit. So really, looks like maybe one intermediary camp, then base camp, then advanced base camp, and then back to base camp to wait for our flight. You guys can count that up. That's too hard for my little brain. That's a little tired after another big day. We're at an elevation of 1,954 meters. Being surrounded by ice and snow, I wanted to give a shout-out to my friends Deb and Vilma getting ready to start another season at the Anchor Inn in Twillingate, and I'm hoping that they're having lots of ice in the form of icebergs. Here in Greenland is where all those icebergs get their start, and pretty amazing to be traveling amongst all these glaciers knowing one day the ice that I'm stepping on may in fact go all the way to Newfoundland. I double-checked the number of countries that I've been in, and it is 39. I wrote out all the names yesterday, so I've been to 39 countries if you were working on that. I heard it got cut off when I was saying our new dish, which was fish and potatoes with parsley sauce. Last night was beef and potato hot pot, and tonight was sweet and sour chicken. So we're definitely getting hungry, so it's good to enjoy those things. I got to fix my thermarest last night because I poked a hole in it with my knife when I was cutting Mars bars. So don't cut Mars bars above your thermarest. I was cutting them because I put them in my bottle and pour hot water over them at lunch to have some hot chocolate. Thanks to Mrs. Kennedy's grade 5 class for following their dreams and wishing me the best with mine. We had big pulls uphill this morning. It was quite hot. As we pulled up, I was in my base layers only. And then we came to Phil's Pass and Phil's Descent, which is our last crux move of our ski tour. Didn't know how it was going to go till we got there, and it was pretty exciting. We got all our harnesses on because there was some crevasse stuff. And then it turns out we got past that and started skiing, and the combination of the powdery snow and the skins on my skis and being on Nordic gear meant that I had made a couple of very exciting face plants on the way down. Probably hadn't done that since I was a kid skiing. And most of the time knocked off my hat and helmet cam, so I had to figure out how to haul a 100-pound sledge back up the hill far enough to get my hat and my helmet cam. I definitely had thoughts of my dad today and him teaching me, when he was teaching me to ski, how to get out of some interesting situations if I got on a run that was too hard for me. So I heard his voice in my head today and used some of the things he taught me. After a big descent, we got to go downhill on the Holt Glacier for a few kilometers, and that was pretty exciting. Bishop Abraham, haven't seen a polar bear yet, but we did see Arctic fox tracks again this morning. And we're wondering, maybe you can find out how they survive the winter. We're wondering today if they hibernate and what they eat. So we're filled with a sense of relief and pride as we completed Phil's descent today onto the Holt Glacier. We're now in place with our goal of trying to get to the top of the highest peak in the Arctic, Gamborgenfeld, which hopefully will happen in 3 or 4 or 5 days. We've crossed 5 mountain passes in 3 days, and so we're feeling pretty happy and pretty tired and hoping for a great night's sleep after our wonderful dinner tonight. Thanks, Trudy, for all your good wishes, and hope everyone has a great, totally terrific Tuesday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.